they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now you want funny?
That was funny.
I know that was funny.
Uh-huh.
This is funny. This is from that Oprah show, the one where she's her big digger, the big giveaway, whatever it is. She calls people up to tell them that they've won some sort of prize, and she calls and listen to the montage of crazy character voices
that Oprah uses.
That Oprah does. Your job is in jeopardy, Mike.
Okay.
Listen.
After weeks and weeks of intense auditions, the final 10 were chosen. And I got to deliver the good news myself.
Kim Brennis.
Hello, may I speak with Kim, please?
This is Kim.
Kim, this is Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, my God. Is this really?
Yes, it really is.
She's such a jokester.
She's a cuckoo.
Do another one, Oprah.
Are you serious?
Do another one.
Hello, this is Cameron.
This is Oprah Winfrey calling.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, Brandy. This is Oprah.
What?
It's Oprah Winfrey calling. How are you?
Hi, Oprah!
Yeah.
Hey, Mom! Oprah on the phone! Mama!
Hi, Eric. It's Oprah.
Oprah, how are you?
So I called to welcome you as one of our big givers.
Wow. I got to tell you, I really, really appreciate it.
Hey, baby. Welcome to the big give. Hi, Stephen. This is Oprah Winfrey.
You're kidding me.
Welcome to the big give.
Absolutely useless.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Hey. They're ready to believe you.
I'm responsible for anal leaking.
That is so true, Dick.
Wow. Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Oh, Oprah, always giving.
She's Hello. So powerful, too.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, boy.
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
Larry King here?
No.
We do that.
No, please.
We do that, please. Thank you.
Hey, no, Don.
What?
I'm trying to tell you, man, you got to ease up on Holly on Fox 5.
Really?
He's up on Holly Morris.
We haven't talked about Holly in weeks.
She is still.
You need to focus on Julie Wright.
Oh, that's my lady.
Julie Wright is.
That's my lady, Julie Wright.
Listen, I want to tell you something. If you're talking about being annoying,
right?
Julie Wright is nowhere on the scale of Holly Morris.
You know what? As a matter of fact, can I go out on a limb here,
please?
Julie Wright is a goddess.
Wow. I just want to say that she's no LB. Okay? She's no Lisa Baden.
But then who is?
But as far as chicks that give TV or do traffic on weather, you know, that stuff on TV, yeah.
Julie Wright is my lady.
Hot lady.
Lady.
Here's the problem with Julie Wright.
Oh, okay.
She tries too hard.
Wait a minute. Can I rephrase that for you? Here's the problem with Julie Wright. Silence. Nothing. Nothing.
I feel bad for Tony Perkins sometimes when I watch Channel 5 and he says, so that's about it. That's the five-day forecast. Let's see what's happening with the traffic. Let's go to Julie. And she goes, Tony, I want to tell you something. That when you were talking about this thing before, you were just crazy, kooky, crazy. I'm wound up because I just did a break on the radio with a high-energy morning show, and I've got the same energy right now. What do you think, Tony? And then they cut back to Tony Perkins.
He's right. Like,
what is this freight train? I just said it's time for traffic.
Right. Two words. Youthful enthusiasm.
If enthusiasm,
I want to strike
crime,
one word there. I want to strike one word there. Youthful.
What if you replace
mature? Mature.
Mature enthusiasm.
Yeah.
What if you replace
seasoned enthusiasm?
Mature with meaty.
Meaty enthusiasm.
Yeah, thank you, Professor.
She's a solid lady.
I knew there was a reason you stepped up.
You want to kick my Julie?
He finds her meaty.
In a way.
You stay off my Julie. She's mine. Remember that Christmas party, Buzz?
I do.
Are you on top of her?
Oh, no. We just had a lovely photo taken. I wish I could see that photo.
You made friends.
Mm.
Love that lady. Wish we could have danced. If only there had been more time.
Yes.
Rubbing.
If only there had been more time.
Time.
I would have loved to dance with her.
There is nobody.
With JW.
There is nobody more annoying on television than Holly Morris.
You know, hey. I know that's true. We talk about Holly all the time. But I did see her recently, and she was wearing jeans, and she does look great.
I don't
in
care.
A pair of jeans.
Where's the cheerleader thing?
She looks wonderful in a pair of jeans.
Hey, Rob.
I'll find it.
Rob Speed Bump.
Give me a couple minutes.
I know that she just did a segment on cheerleading the other day. It was just as annoying as all hell. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, radio guys, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I used to work with, Julie Wright used to be the girl, and she would sit in the back of the airplane and make the traffic reports.
That's right. She wouldn't give the report. She would make the traffic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Well, the guys who used to fly around would talk about her and how disgusting it was because she would sit back there and fart and burp.
Oh, not true.
Impossible.
Not
impossible.
True. Bite your tongue.
Impossible.
I will not allow you to spread lies about my lady.
Please, like Julie Wright
well,
has never farted.
She really would look like the queen when she showed up every morning, let me tell you.
You know what? If she has, and I don't doubt she has, it's that smell you always talk about. Daisies.
Daisies.
Potpourri.
I don't think so. Brown daisies, maybe.
I like that she would sit in the back of the airplane and make the traffic. Time to make the traffic.
Sounds like she was making more than the traffic back there.
She's making pancakes.
You find Holly?
I did, Don.
All right, let's spin that wheel.
This is Holly as a cheerleader?
Not
Holly,
in jeans.
Holly Morris from Channel 5. The world's most annoying feature reporter ever. Get your bets down now. How annoying is she? When she goes to a cheerleading camp.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Do I already win?
That's it. You win. That's winner.
It. Is that it?
The big winner. Who's the big winner in the
Donnie's
casino?
A big winner.
Donnie's the big Seven. Winner.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That is the Redskins Junior All-Stars competitive team. Vicky here is one of the trainers, and wow, these kids are great. Tell me about this team.
These are our junior all-stars. We also have a senior all-star squad.
And these guys just came back from a competition where they did very well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We just
listen to this woman. DNA. Not this woman, the other one. The TV lady.
And our juniors actually are ranked sixth in the country. With.
Oh, wait, that's my favorite move right there. Oh, man, they're so good.
Yeah, keep saying she's good looking. I'll give you that, Mike.
I like her body.
Well, unfortunately, you'd have to cut out her tongue. And there goes half the oral.
My Holly. No, it's my Julie.
Really, really proud of them. We're very, very excited. Our seniors are ranked ninth in the country in jazz.
Fabulous. That is amazing. Oh. I also want to bring in Jenny here because Jenny, who, as you can see, is a Redskins cheerleader and a mom.
And smart, I bet.
And a mom.
Let that sink in. A mom of one of the junior competitors here. All right. Very good.
Oh, God. It's 4 minutes of her screaming. Is this where she actually starts doing the cheers?
I believe, she doesn't cheer. She dances.
She dances. She doesn't actually
cheer.
Is
she making that sound she makes when she moves around when she's going, ah, ah.
Oh, yeah, the suey sound.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's give it up for the junior all-stars. Competitive squad. There they are. All right. I guess I've put this off long enough, but the real Redskins cheerleader auditions are coming up. The first part of April. April 4th is when it starts. Jamila has been my instructor here. She's a Pro Bowl cheerleader. I only learn from the best. So, Jamila, quickly tell me about what ladies really need to do to stand out in an audition so that they get picked.
Okay. First, slow down, bitch. Let's do a cheer called Slow Down Holly. Slow down Holly.
I wish Holly could be on American Idol.
Every night.
Shut up.
Okay, well, the audition is definitely all about the total package. You definitely have to be very, very glamorous. As well, we do have some requirements. You have to be at least...
bored with that.
You just have to be...
Can I have the...
That sounds like some good Holly there.
You can tell.
You just have to be at least...
Well, I'm at least 18. Can I have the official handing of the pom-poms?
Yes. Yes.
I'm a little scared of this, but all right. Here we go. We're going to do a little routine that you might find yourself doing in an audition.
The echo is nice.
How could that guy possibly say Julie Wright is more annoying than Holly Morris?
Not a chance. Hey, Rob, do you know what outfit she was wearing when she did this?
Yeah, she was in a suit of armor.
Knights of the Round Table.
There was an Asian guy in there. There was a chink in her armor. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, what's happening with you?
All right, I just wanted to talk about those morning reporters or whatever. Besides Holly Morris or whatever her name is, the other one I want to strangle is the Indian chick, the Dinsda or whatever her name
You're
is.
You're not talking about Gurveer Dinsda.
I want to tell you something. Gurveer Dinsda is above being put down on this show.
That's right.
Get out of here, you asswipe.
Bye. Bye.
We want to stand for it.
We would eat the corn out of her, you know what?
All of us.
Out of her dinza. Gravir Dinza is hot as balls.
Thank you.
I only wish that I could be one of her horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that she would ride me.
She's an equestrian, you know.
And yes, don't I know. And then she would brush me. Mm-hmm. And then she would look down at my tremendous horse genitals.
That's your fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah, me and Gravir in a barn somewhere.
Donnie the Stallion.
And a barn.
Well, I want to tell you, she good looking.
Yeah. She does it for you.
Smart.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Smart, yeah.
You not, like to get caught in your braces?
Not an airhead. You know, those braces are going to come off eventually, Rob. Yeah.
You might like the local ones, but I also like to go with the network talent when it comes to election coverage.
All right. Who's hot?
Well, I mean, she's always covering Ms. Clinton. You should know who she is.
Who, Candy Crowley?
Candy.
Yeah.
That pig?
Candy Crowley.
The reason they call her Candy.
Now, that's not fair.
She could be in
that's
Horton.
That's not fair at
she
all.
She could be in Horton Hears a Who with no makeup. Here's Candy Crowley from CNN. My God.
She gets very excited when she tells Wolf that they've got CNN on the big screen TV when the crowd starts going bananas in back of her. She loves that.
Oh, here's one more good TV tape. A guy that we hate, Shepard Smith.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shep Smith.
Here he is at a pretty good moment, though. Pretty good fight against Drew Peterson's image publicist.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Have you heard this thing?
No, I haven't.
Drew Peterson is that guy that killed both of his wives, and he's walking around talking about it.
Right.
So here he is on Fox News.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
This must be fun.
It's an interesting case, and it's definitely a challenge, but I think everybody has a chance to be able to show all of themselves when it comes to their personality. And right up until this point, until the Today Show, I think, you only got to see one side of Drew Peterson, and it's time for people to see the other side of Drew
Peterson. So the side that we were getting was the side that wasn't affected by an image consultant, and now we're getting the side that's affected by an image consultant. I think I prefer the more realistic one myself.
This is not about putting a mask on Drew Peterson.
Oh,
it's
really?
A matter of taking off the mask. It's a chance for people to see another side of him. I'm not.
You know the side I'd really like to see? I'd like to see the side that tells me what he was doing carrying blue barrels out of the house in the middle of the night, according to the neighbors. I mean, I'd like to know where the body of his wife is. I don't really care about seeing his softer side. I'm pretty darn sick of him, and I'd be kind of disgusted to be around him as much as you probably are.
Well, you know what? I think in this country, everybody has a chance to be innocent.
Pretty strong for the guy from Fox.
Yeah, real good.
That's a court of law, and everyone else has an entitled to an opinion based on the facts.
Exactly. But, you know, in this court of public opinion, because of newscasters such as yourself and because of the media, they have convicted this guy. Why not give him a chance to
I'll give him a chance to tell me what he was doing walking with blue barrels when his wife had just disappeared out of the house in the middle of the night, and where'd the blue barrel go? I'll give him all day long to tell me that, but he won't answer it, so I don't care about him. If he had an answer to the blue barrel question, that'd be a great start, but I don't care about the soft side of him on a motorcycle when he's got not one but two wives who are suddenly gone. Right? I mean, this
well, is me. I hope in this country that when people are accused of a crime, that they are given an opportunity to show who and what they are.
Shut
and the reality
up.
Is, when people start to talk to Drew Peterson, when people have conversations with Drew Peterson, he isn't this wacky guy that people normally see.
No, he's the one that won't tell me the answers to the blue barrel questions.
Have you ever gotten a chance to talk to him in person?
Yes, I've gotten a chance, and he walked off in the program, in the middle of the program, when I tried to ask him the blue barrel question.
Blue barrel question!
I got right. to. Thank you for being here. Good luck with your image consulting on Drew Peterson. I'm sure it will be a challenge.
I never say well done, Shepard Smith. But
wow.
I'm say right now,
he's a fag.
I don't know about that, but that was some strong broadcasting.
Right and there. Once again, he does sound like Charlie Manson.
Yeah.
He really, really does. He amazingly sounds like Charlie Manson. And you know, when Shep gets going, you get that Southern coming out.
Yes.
You really get that Southern in him coming out. It's amazing to hear. It really is.
Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville.
There he is.
That's Charlie Manson.
That is really an amazing piece of tape right
we
there.
We are sneaking in the county jail, looking under the door to see if the man is there.
Yeah, how you doing, Charlie?
Wow, that is really,
yeah,
you
good.
Don't get that from a network anchor. That's there pretty cool.
Want to highlight him? Yeah, Will Ferrell, anchor man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys, how you doing?
Hey, you guys, hey. How are you doing?
Doing good. I got another local hottie for you.
Who's
hey, you guys!
Who's that?
If you flip the channels in the morning up to the Baltimore stations on BAL.
Hey, you guys!
They got a weather girl.
Who is it?
Their name.
What was that?
Sandra Shaw.
What channel? Tell me the channel.
Channel 11 in the morning.
Is she blonde?
That's the weather.
Is she blonde?
Yeah. Yes.
Seen her.
She is hot.
She is hot.
Uh-huh. Wow. What's her name? Shaw?
Don't know.
Shaw.
Hello, Don and Mike. Shaw. Yeah, hi.
You guys rock.
Thank you.
What I wonder about Holly Morris is, having never seen one of her actual breaks, does she actually have the body movements as much as she's, like, hyperventilating?
Yeah, she's spastic. She's like a spastic colon.
She moves around quite a bit.
Because every time she does anything, it seems like she's about to start a roller coaster ride. She's like, here we go, and then she's only got something in her hand or whatever.
She's slender.
She likes starting the ride all right.
That's just my imagination, maybe.
She's very slender. And, you know, with all this persecution of Holly Morris, I'm still amazed that I maintain my fascination with her for some reason.
She's never answered.
You know what she is? She's your Britney Spears. She is to you what Britney Spears is to me.
Maybe. I mean, I don't discount how annoying that voice is. I truly don't.
Good.
But occasionally,
Excuse me. How dirty Britney's feet are, either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's kind of a tie with that, because I look at her. I look at Holly, and I kind of go,
And I look at Britney, and I kind of go,
And isn't it nice to see that Britney's coming around?
She's really cleaned up.
She's straightening herself out.
She's really cleaned
She'll
up.
She'll be fine.
I challenge you to do this.
She's looking good.
You watch Holly every day, both segments, both teases.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
For a week, and then you tell me how attractive
I'm not going to do that unless you answer the blue barrel question, Rob.
Holly Morris is in a blue barrel.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.